Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and happy Friday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Trevor, Rush Hour, Howard in for Joe Beamer. We appreciate you listening, whether you're on the 930 dial, News Radio 930 WBEN, or on the Odyssey app. We greatly appreciate your listenership, and we love that you're here. And as we kind of teased with Joe Beamer filling in for David Bellavia today is all about driving. That's right. We're sticking with the rush hour theme here. Driving. You're driving to work. You're driving somewhere. You're driving to a Sabres game. You're driving to a Bills game. What is your biggest pet peeves out on the road? And we're going to be asking for calls all day. Tan Man, Tanner Saunders on the other side of the glass. I hope he's working hard screening these calls because I'm genuinely curious. What are some of your pet peeves out there on the road? As someone who drives here twice a day, I know what my pet peeves are. I'm going to go over some examples. And feel free to text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 716-803-0930. Get you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Also, feel free to call in with our phone number, 716-803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We are talking about driving pet peeves. You're driving to work. I'll give you my first one. The number one thing, just to jump right into it right now, and I'm already fired up today because I will tell you, driving into work both times this morning, the early morning traffic commute, we're talking 5:20 I leave the house. I live in Grand Island. So I have to drive over the South Grand Island Bridge, and believe me, we'll talk about the South Grand Island Bridge. Don't you worry. But for me, 5:20 I leave the house, and I'm already, you know, trying to maintain my patience right around 5:35, 5:40-ish. The number one thing that makes me want to rip my hair out on the roadways, and Joe kind of stole my thunder a little bit here, so big thanks to JoJo Beamer. I'm just kidding, of course. When we're driving and we're cruising in the left lane, do we know what the left lane is for? I know Tanner does when Tanner's not running to work. Tanner, what is the left lane usually for? Do you know what that left lane's for?
Passing, not taking a Sunday stroll.
Ding, ding, ding. It's for passing. Tell me why on the 290 today. On the 290 this morning, I get it. You know, commercial vehicles got to get to where they got to go. We got a commercial vehicle in the left lane on the 290, just outside of the paddock Chevrolet Golf Dome. We got a semi in the middle, and we have a semi on the right. All going the same speed. All going 45. And I know you're just supposed to follow the rules of the road. I'm not going to be that guy that goes over the rumble strips and flies past him in the left-hand lane. We already have the text board. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is already starting to light up here. Somebody said that their pet peeve is when people know the lane is going to end, but go into that lane right before a stoplight and try to get to the front of traffic. See, I personally, I've been guilty of that. If I'm in a rush or something, and I got to get to a place, I'll ride it out towards the end, but I will not cut somebody off without using my turn signal in there. And somebody also just said on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, why can't anyone around here use turn signals or stop at a stop sign or a red light? I was talking to James Stelliano, producer of the David Bellavia show, and he was saying that same exact thing. He sees the light at the intersection turn red, the opposite side. You know that that light is red, and three people just speed right through it. That's a good way to get yourself injured. But the left-hand lane is for, Tanner said it, passing. And I'm not telling you to gun it. I'm not telling you to go super fast, break the law. I'm not telling you to speed. The left lane is not the cruising lane. Believe me, when I'm in the Barnes Firm Traffic Command and I have the cameras up and running, I see a lot of you guilty of doing that. I see that. The left lane is not the cruising lane. I don't think there should be any cruising lane. Never. Ever. The left lane is for passing. And just like I said before, mind you, I'm not advising you to speed or break the law. Just pass and get right back over. That's a big one. Am I wrong for being so passionate about this? I don't think I am. I don't think I'm being too harsh. I just think, you know what? We can all have a polite vent session about the roadways. Not even the Buffalo area. I mean, that's where probably most of the listeners are here. They're probably living somewhere in the Buffalo area, the north towns or the south towns. But just driving anywhere where you just have to, I mean, you are saying some words to the front of your steering wheel and you're like, what is going on? How in the world did this person get a driver's license? This person had a driving instructor in the car with them when they took the driver's test. And that's how far, I mean, this is how far that we've gone. Insane. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I know that the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is lighting up, and I appreciate that. Feel free to call in 803-0930 star 930 1-800-616-WBEN. This is the driving show. Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer. The left-hand lane is a big one. But I can tell you one thing that I'm not too harsh about on the roadways here. And that is distracted driving. Ladies and gentlemen, just driving in probably an hour or so ago, hour and a half ago, when I was coming in to prep for this show. Distracted driving is insane. I'm driving near Flint, right outside the UB campus, to make that left-hand turn at the light. I passed three people on their cell phone, on their iPhones. And I'm just thinking to myself, you're at a crosswalk right now. There's people driving to the left of you because there's an arrow. All it takes is one mistake. Hey, maybe that arrow is a green light for everyone and I can start going now. That's bad. Get off the phone. That can't just be me. We can't be driving like a distracted driver. Put the phone somewhere else. Doesn't even matter. If you're changing a song, there are a lot of cars. Believe me, I drive a 2012 Ford Escape, I can change the song on the steering wheel with the little arrow. I can change the song. Oh, my friend's texting me this, that. Oh, my mom's calling me, whatever. No. Do not. Because we will never advise distracted driving on the show. And that includes talking on the phone, texting. It's all bad. but I don't think I'm being too harsh about that. Nobody, and absolutely nobody, needs to lose their lives because you have to send a funny Instagram reel to a friend. Believe me, I'm on Instagram reels all the time. Joe Calley over at WGR and occasional, you know, a fill-in over at WBEN. We send each other Instagram reels all the time. But guess what? We send them when we're not behind the wheel of a car. Isn't that crazy? Somebody just sat on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, the left-hand lane on the 290 near the world-famous Blue Water Tower, is to go to the 90 East to skip people going to the 90 West. Someone's mentioning, I don't know how people get driver's licenses. I'm glad I'm not the only one here, but feel free to call in. Because this whole week and all of last week, I have just been, my patience, let's just say my patience has been tested. And that's something that I'm personally trying to get better at. I'm trying to be more patient in life. Lord knows when I'm watching a sporting event, I am the most impatient guy on the face of this planet. Some people that I share a roof with can attest to that. I live and die with my sports team. So when I see stuff that I don't like, I'm going to let you hear it. I'm going to let everyone in the house hear it. But when I'm in my car and I'm just trying to get to work and you're probably trying to get to work too, or you're visiting a friend, you're visiting your family, whatever, the number one thing is safety. And there's a lot of obstacles, it feels like, at least lately for me, where I'm just like, you know what? I shouldn't have to go through all these obstacles. I shouldn't have to jump through all these hoops to successfully get to my place of employment. Does anyone else feel that same way? It's unreal. It's crazy, isn't it? Unbelievable. But yeah, those are just a couple of the different pet peeves that I have. I want to hear what you guys have to say. We have Kay in East Buffalo calling in. Kay, how's it going? You're on the air.
Oh, man, thank you. You know, I gave you a call real quick, and I drive medical cabs for a living, right? So, again, you took the words out of my mouth, so I'm going to piggyback a bit. About the truckers, again, they're in the passing lane and they're in the middle lane. It's only two of them. I'm headed to Basem, New York for a 6 o'clock medical pickup in the morning. So I feel you being on the road at 5 a.m., right?
Yeah.
So it's so frustrating. So he locked both lanes. They're both going exactly the speed limit. And we can't get around. So the car behind me, he does his flashlight thing, and he just ran around him and kind of squeezed through. Thank God nobody got hurt. But that's highly irritating. And it cuts into my day. I have to go places back to back. I got to be late. Schedules change. I got to communicate with the office. And then you mentioned distracted drivers. That's part of my job. I have to be on the phone to be in touch with what's coming, what changes. But I don't want to look like I'm a distracted driver. And that's what they look for with this job. You got to be able to multitask, communicate, things like that.
Yeah,
that's going to be crazy, man.
I hope you know, Kay, that I wasn't referring to that as for distracted drivers. When I see somebody in a two-door or a four-door, and they're probably 18 or 19, I don't think they're using that for a commercial purpose.
Yeah, I dig it. But, you know, again, they're not aware of it. And everybody, just like they walk around and nobody says hello and give the passerby you on pedestrian level eye contact, everybody drives with their heads down.
No, right on. Yeah, absolutely. And that is that's not safe. And do you agree that, you know, you do everything right in the morning, you leave on time, even though it could be a pain because you're getting up super early, as am I. You're actually giving yourself enough time to get ready in the morning.
Yep.
And you see that stuff on the road because people are either in a rush or this or that. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm doing everything right here. What gives this person the right to just tailgate me or drive super, super slow like they own the lane going 45 and 55? Like, what's going on here?
I put a felony assault on my steering wheel this morning. My time is hurting right now. It's so funny that you mentioned that, man. And one more thing before we get off the air, man.
Yeah.
You know how you turn in and you waiting for that left lane or them two left lanes, or maybe even not even that busy. You might be at a side street where you got this arrow and the person is not easing out into the intersection.
Yep.
and they do end up missing a light because they don't ease up.
Yeah, when I was learning how to drive, we called that inching out. Inching out into the intersection, yeah. I mean, it's just about paying attention. I think that's what it really comes down to. Kay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yes, take care, brother.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's pretty much all that it comes down to. Paying attention. I get it. It's early. I understand. Believe me, you're talking to the guy 5 days out of the week, wakes up at 4:45 and has to take the South Grand Island Bridge. So I know what early is. And then, I mean, the people I live with will tell you, I rarely nap. As soon as I get home, I jump right on the treadmill. I do the max incline with a mix of a run and a walk. I get my workouts in, and then I come in here. Coffee really helps. Caffeine, yeah, really helps. But you are talking to a guy that wakes up early all the time. So I understand, totally. And kind of piggybacking off of what Kay was saying, and by the way, The phone lines are wide open. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. The numbers to call to get onto the air. Kind of piggybacking off what he was saying before. What about waiting forever for the car to move in front of you at a green light? I have developed cliches and, I mean, just phrases that I've come up with because they've happened so many times. One of them is, what are you waiting for, a different color? The light's green. You're going straight. I don't want to have to use my horn. I don't want to be that guy. My 2012 Ford Escape, I think one of the horns is blown out. So it's embarrassing when I have to use it because it's this little like high pitch, I don't know, Barbie dream car sounding horn. And I don't want anyone else to hear that. That's embarrassing. I shouldn't have to use my horn. But when you're sitting at a green light and you're waiting, okay, 1 second, okay, 3, 7, lay on the horn. How many times this past, you know, couple weeks where I'm at a stoplight and I'm saying, what are you waiting for, a different color? If this light got any greener, we need antibiotics for it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board just said the exit and entrance ramp of the 290 East, especially around Niagara Falls Boulevard and Millersport, are ridiculous. I agree. I take exit 5B getting to work every single day because I have totally ditched driving Niagara Falls Boulevard because that kind of gets into another point that kind of aggravates me a little bit. None of the lights ever are in sync. Anyone ever notice that? If you're driving through either Amherst or Tonawanda, you're stopping at every single light. Or the light will turn green and then turn yellow 10 seconds later. So somebody else said, you guys are on fire on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board today. I would like more calls, though, if you don't mind. Somebody said, most people today have the attention span of a goldfish, unfortunately. Can we attest to that? I wouldn't want to see a goldfish behind the wheel of a car, but I'm just saying. At a green light, I got to get from A to B. You got to get from A to B. Let's go from A to B together. Let's not create an obstacle course. This isn't Double Dare 2000. Let's not create a Double Dare 2000 physical challenge on the 290 or the 190 North or the 33. I mean, people were already texting on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board during the end of Joe's show about the Kensington and the 33 and the Skajakwita. I get it. Totally do. You ever sit at a green light? 4, 5, 6 seconds? And you're like, do I have to use the horn? Because the guy behind you is going to start honking too. And he thinks that it's you. And then you're kind of in a pickle there. And I totally agree. A texter said, the driver that sits at the green light is the same one that tailgates. Booyah. Nail on the head. Exactly. You'll see him in your rearview mirror 5 miles down the road, right on your bumper. You're going 45 and a 45, and he's trying to go 50 and trying to fly around you. Instead of going around you, just tailgates you. Isn't that crazy? We're still asking for more of your calls, though. Biggest pet peeves on the road when you are driving. Not when your friend's driving, when you are driving and stuff happens around you. What are some of your pet peeves? Again, the number to call, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is the driving show with Trevor Rush Hour Hauer in for Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. I can't be the only one that's enjoying this vent session. We got to hear from you guys too. The left lane is for passing. Green means go. We will continue this topic when we return. Do not leave that dial. Keep it on 930. Believe us, we are watching you. Do not touch that dial. We're going to have Lucas Buckley take you to the bottom of the news. This is News Radio 930 WBEN. Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And welcome back, Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer. Rock you like a hurricane. Makes you want to put on your Jay McKee jersey, doesn't it? We are talking today. This is the driving show. What gets on your nerves? What makes you mad? You're behind the wheel of a car. What are your pet peeves? We went over a whole bunch. People that run red lights, cruising in the left lane. That's the one that I said it makes me want to rip my hair out of my head. And guys, I have luscious hair, if anyone who hasn't seen me. So I don't want to rip my hair out of my scalp. Guys, just follow the rules of the road. I am from the island that is quite grand, Grand Island, New York. And I take the South Grand Island Bridge every single day, twice a day, Monday through Friday. And wow, the stuff that I deal with over there. Slow drivers, tailgaters, you name it. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line, on line one, we have radio's own Joe Calley joining the show. Fellow Grand Islander as well. Joe, how's it going, man?
Hey, Trev. Good, good. Yeah, fellow Grand Islander, have to deal with that
that bridge every single day. You know, it's not the best, let's just say the least. I actually get a break now with my current working situation. I am early in the morning, so I'm only ever seeing normal traffic on it. But those rush hour times, as you would know, Mr. Rush Hour Howard, are not the best by any means.
No, and I, you know what? I think it's always a good mix. You know, I don't know if it's the top of the bridge that throws a lot of the drivers off, but the number one thing about that, those South Grand Island Bridge is, dude, why are we slamming on our brakes at the top of the bridge? If we know basic physics, we're not going to just fly over the top. We're not going to take off. We're not flying. We're not flying a 767 here.
Yeah, I don't get it. The toll booths are gone, and somehow the traffic's worse. I don't know, man. It's not even the merging at the base of it either, because that slows a little bit down. Like, don't get me wrong, I've skipped the traffic before doing that. I might be someone's pet peeve by doing that, but going to there to skip to the bottom of the bridge. But I don't know. It's inexplicable. I think it's just people unfamiliar with it. They don't like driving over the bridge, and maybe it's just because where we're from, and anybody who's from Grand Island or the north who has to drive into Buffalo regularly, it's just a normalcy, right? Like, I've been in the back seat of cars, I've driven cars, passenger seat, like, that's just been my normal going over that bridge, and yours too. So maybe it's just not as normal for other people, but yeah, let's stop hitting the brakes up at the top, because you're causing quite the chain reaction down the base of it as well.
That's
so,
right.
As soon as you get over the top, it opens up.
That's right.
And like, what were we even doing here?
You know, some of my friends that I graduated with out of the SUNY Fredonia, great college, by the way. I'm a SUNY Fredonia alma mater. So when they drive over the South Grand Island Bridge, the number one thing that they tell me is, why is the bridge so narrow? Do you think it's really that narrow? I mean, the guardrails do kind of stick out a little bit, but it's really nothing that I'm like, oh, I gotta be extra careful when I'm driving on this bridge. The way I explain it to others is, it's a road over water on a slight incline. Like, why can't we drive this like we do on the 290?
Yeah, I don't think it's all that thin, but then again, like, bridges are sometimes three lanes and just wider in general, right? So, like, I don't know. It goes back to just being normal for us, but I don't know. It's a weird thing around here, and I don't know. Genuinely, it's baffling to me at times how backed up it is, and it's not going to change. I mean, at this point, the toll booths were better. Let's just be honest. They controlled the flow of traffic, so it wasn't like it was going over the top. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Trev. It's a fallacy we'll never understand. That's for sure. The South Grand Island Bridge.
I will say, going off the bridge or coming back onto the island from the 190 is a lot better than, you know, maybe going to the 290 coming off the Grand Island Bridge. Because not only do you get people slamming on their brakes on the top of the bridge, but on the bottom too. Like, they realize at the very base of the bridge, oh, I have to take River Road, slide. And you're like, oh,
yeah, I've had people cut over the two lanes in front of me.
That's fun.
That's not great. Plan your routes, people. Know where you're getting off. That's all I got to say.
That gets the blood pressure going. Joe, thank you for calling in, fellow Grand Islander.
Yeah, thanks, Trev. Good show. Keep it up. I'm excited.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And that is radio's own Joe Calley. You'll catch him on our sister station, WGR, and he does some stuff here for WBEN too, so he's got a lot of street cred around these parts, around the Amherst studios. We got Chris on the line from Fort Erie, Ontario. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Trev. I'll tell you something. Maybe some of your drivers should move over to, or people that hate traffic, move over to Fort Erie. We have no traffic, and you can drive right across the Peace Bridge in the morning and get to work in 5 minutes.
Now, I got to ask, Chris, because you know the old saying, it's too good to be true. What's the catch?
Yeah. The catch is, if the border security guards are on strike or something, you know what I mean? Like, you know, then you're screwed. or the truckers decide to do something, you know, at the bridge, and, you know. But otherwise, but I was driving a couple years ago, and I'm looking down, and I drive a pickup, so you can see down into cars. And this guy's driving a BMW, and he looks like a rich guy. He's in traffic. He's smoking a big cigar. He's driving a stick. And he's on the phone all at the same time. And I'm like,
wow,
this is insane. I mean, I'm surprised he wasn't trying to fix his toupee, too. But I mean, like, it was like insane.
Dude, that's like straight out of an 80s movie. Are you kidding?
You know, I couldn't believe it. I'm looking down. I'm like, I should be recording this, but, you know, I don't date people. You know what I mean? I'm not a social media guy. But also, people need to speed up when the traffic is going well. When the traffic is going well and you're coming onto a ramp.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my Lord.
Get up to speed. These people are coming on at 40 miles an hour on, like, you know, a 60 mile an hour. I mean, or 35 miles an hour. I'm just trying to convert because, you know, we're in kilometers up here. But it's insane. I mean, come on. And then you put their signal on and, you know, you flash your lights at them to move over. They have no idea what you're doing. I mean, it's so frustrating. And also, Trev, is the this time of the year the deer are running around because it's the rut. So there's a lot of rural places in Buffalo. I know you know Buffalo pretty good. So you're driving on back roads and use your high beams, except for remember to turn them off when you see a driver in front of you.
Yes.
They put their high beams on and they forget they have their high beams on.
No, I mean, exactly, Chris. I mean, we drive to our family cabin. It's around the Hornell area. And I was just there last week. Believe me, you mentioned the rut. Dude, I know. I got my first deer with a crossbow last Saturday. You know, shameless plug. So that's awesome. But just saying, I mean.
I'm envious because I'm a crossbow hunter. And I've been in the woods already 3 or 4 times. Haven't seen anything. But it's too warm anywhere to hang. It's almost too warm to hang the deer. So. And they haven't really went in quite into the rut yet. So,
Chris, if you can find a place for me to live in Fort Erie, I will let you hunt in my cabin for free. How does that sound?
Okay, no problem. In Hornell, okay.
That sounds good, Chris.
Listen, Trev, you do a great job, and thanks, buddy.
Dude, thank you so much for calling. Yeah, getting up to speed. You know, what's the first thing that they teach you when driving on the highway? How do you merge? You know, what are we doing? Come on. How do you merge? You got to get up to speed. And somebody on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, just like Chris mentioned too, he said driving with the high beams on, that's a problem. Driving down my residential street in Grand Island, I have a tough time. Somebody's riding with their high beams on. I'm like, oh, thanks. Now I need an eye exam. Thanks for that. Let's go to Alton in North Collins. What's going on, Alton?
Oh, not much. Howard. My pet peeve is when you're driving on the road and somebody pulls out from a side road and pulls in front of you and then immediately takes a left or a right on you, you know?
That's fun. That always gets the blood pressure up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, another thing, I've taken the Grand Island Bridge. That bridge scares the bejeebies out of me.
What? If you don't mind me asking, what is it about that bridge? That I mean, I'm a Grand Islander, so I drive that all the time. I could pretty much I don't advertise for this, but I can pretty much drive that with my eyes closed on cruise control. What is it about that? What does it scare you about?
It feels like it's closed in. I don't drive over it. I probably like 10 miles less than what the speed limit is. I'm usually in the right lane. And people are flying by me, you know. And I feel like it's like when somebody said about the guardrails. I feel that, you know, they are closer to, because I'm really petrified about hitting them.
Sure. Do you feel like if they had a shoulder on those bridges going to and from Grand Island, do you think that it would be a lot smoother as far as overall traffic?
I think if it was wider, not even a shoulder, just make the lanes a little wider. You know, so I that's my biggest thing is I feel like I'm going to crash into the site, to the sites. That's why I go slower. And then I get people beeping at me like, you know, what's your problem? I'm like, hey, I'm not, I just feel like it's too close together.
Yeah, you know, see, I will never honk my horn at somebody for going too slow. The go-to move is usually just a quick flash of the high beams. And then if they're going slow and I can get around them, I'm just going to get around them and just let it go. The only time I really honk my horn at somebody is if they cut me off and I absolutely need to, or if we're at a green light for 6 years and I need to move and I need to go straight.
My biggest pet peeve is when somebody pulls out in front of me and immediately turns, you know, off a side road and then, or out of their driveway. I mean, I've had people pull out of their driveway and immediately, you know, turn left or right. And I'm like, You mean you couldn't wait for me to get by? I'm going straight, you know?
And that is why I think in the New York State driver's manual, they always say, like, you have to be awake for 30 minutes to an hour before you get behind the wheel of a car because you have to be fully alert. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, you know. But, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, just doing that. But, all right, well, you have a good day.
You too, Elton. Thanks.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Couldn't have said it better myself. You ever just, you know, when you feel like your heart's in your throat after somebody cuts you off, cuts right in front of you, and you have to slam on your brakes? Nobody should ever go through that. Ever. And I know you're supposed to be fully aware for things like that, but you don't like doing it. Alton makes a good point there. We have a fellow Islander, too. Trish is on line three. How's it going, Trish?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Good. I just want to comment about, I have two pet peeves, but the bridge, I've lived on the island for over 20 years, but when I didn't, going over the bridge, I used to drive with my hands on the side of each of my face so I would not see over. So the lanes are regulated state size, so the lanes aren't smaller, it's just that they're so close. There's no shoulders, so there's the edge of the lanes are so close to the edge that you can see over the water. It gives that false impression that the lanes are smaller. But now I go over it like you. I just, you know, eyes closed, whatever, just cruise. But yeah, I don't get mad at anybody who's afraid of going over. But that's on that. But my pet peeve, specifically on Grand Island, is our traffic circle.
Oh, man. You're talking about the one near Tim Hortons and Wendy's?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
And it's specifically the people coming, traveling northbound, getting off at exit 18A. They don't slow down coming off the fairway.
Never. It goes down to a 45 there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but you would think that they're not driving 45. They're driving, it looks like they're driving 65. That's the only traffic circle in entire Western New York that I have a problem with.
Yeah, and I know that University of Fredonia, the side streets there, they used to have a four-way stop. They got rid of that and put in a traffic circle. I'm like, this solves no problems whatsoever.
Oh, there's actually a new traffic circle at the end of the 400. And yeah. Was it in Wales? That's horrible.
No one, I mean, I think, you know, the rules of a four-way stop, and I'm always behind the one person that waves everybody beyond, and I'm just sitting there for a long time. If they don't know the rules of a four-way stop, what makes you think they're going to know a traffic circle? Like, where does that logic come in, you know?
You're right.
Oh, but I fully agree with you. I mean, that is a problem sometimes. But if you are, you know, if you can drive that late at night, maybe coming out of a Sabres game or something, when I have to take that traffic circle going back to where I live, going past Beaver Island, it's normally okay. Anywhere from like 9 o'clock to 5, it's a wild card. You don't know what you're going to get yourself into. Somebody's going to go around the circle twice or something like that, and you never know. I definitely agree, though.
The drivers, I tell you, that's why they do that.
Oh man, isn't it crazy? Oh, I missed the Tim Hortons. Let me just go around one more time and slow everybody down. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Trish, thanks for the call. Thanks for being a fellow Grand Islander, too. We fully appreciate
you
that.
Too.
And thanks for listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. Trevor Rush Hour, Howard in for Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great stuff. Great calls. Great fellow. I feel like I'm pumping Grand Island too much. I love the South Towns, too. Don't get it twisted. I love the South Towns. But, you know, I love my hometown. I love it. We'll never get sick of it. I'm going to tell you, though, right before the break here, right before the top of the hour news, a story about the 290. One time when I was taking the 290, I used to work at a gym in Tonawanda. I used to open. So this had to be three or four summers ago. I was still in college. And it was like 9 o'clock. I'm getting out. I'm just like, you know what? I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just want to get home, whatever. There's this guy in a little sedan just tailgating me, and I'm in the middle lane. I'm trying to get over to the right, and then he jumps into the right lane too. So he just keeps tailgating me, and instead of going around and just passing me like a normal person would or should, he's tailgating me. He's, you know, he's giving me a couple body parts through the through the couple fingers that I think you guys know what I'm talking about through the windshield, so I can see him in my rearview mirror. And I'm like, dude, just, you know, go around me. Go around me. I'm just kind of waving them back because I'm already going. Yeah, I'm already going the speed limit. I'm not going to go over the speed limit, especially due to the fact that there's a lot of state troopers that just, they love to sit on the 290. And I'm not taking any chances. I'm still in college. I'm broke as a joke. I'm not going to get a speeding ticket anywhere. Okay, he finally flies past me. We're probably right around Colvin Boulevard or we're probably right around Delaware. He finally flies past me, and I guess he's heading towards Grand Island too, because I see lights up at the top, and he is pulled over on the right-hand shoulder. It was the same car that was tailgating me for 5 minutes. I looked at him. I tried to make sure that it was him. It was the same exact driver that was giving me all that nonsense back there. I rolled the window down, stuck my finger out, and laughed so loud. I checked to make sure I was okay. I slowed down a bit, rolled down my window, and just laughed at this dude while he's getting pulled over by a state trooper. So if you believe in karma, and if you believe that, you know, like that one Justin Timberlake song, "What Goes Around Comes Around," great song, by the way, absolute banger. Yes, that those kinds of fun things happen. So with all the pet peeves out there, there is some good. Karma can strike at any moment, and we love that. And you also just got to love driving on the 290, too. I've had the most interesting experiences driving on the 290. The 190, not so much. Even though there's some good and bad there. The 290 is where things start to get hairy for me, and I don't know if anyone else feels the same way. But, yeah. If that person is listening to this show, by the way, I'm sorry for bringing up or for opening up old wounds here, but you had it coming, bro. You did. Do not touch that dial. Lucas Buckley's got you for the top of the hour news coming up momentarily. This is Trevor Rush Hour Hauer filling in for the great Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back. Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer this afternoon. Happy Friday. This is the driving show. Great song, by the way. I'm just giving Tanner's, you know, just absolute bangers to play coming out of the break. Gotta love that one. Because you know what? If you're listening to this show, the fact that I'm doing this show, we're all still alive, just like Pearl Jam. We love that. Love that song. Great song. Definitely on the bucket list. I gotta see those guys play live. Ever since playing Guitar Hero 3, when I was like 7 years old, hearing Even Flow for the first time, I'm like, I gotta see these guys in concert. But this is the driving show, not the Eddie Vedder show. We're taking last calls right now. What is your pet peeve when getting behind the wheel of a car? You are driving, and other things are around you that are happening. What makes you mad? We're looking at the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board here, and a texter with a great one here. And one, it just scares the living daylights out of me, too. The cars with backfiring exhausts that sound like gunshots. 100%. Dude, I'll be, you know, I might have a Pearl Jam song on in the car. I might be listening to, I don't know, I might be listening to a podcast. I might be listening to News Radio 930 WBEN, of course, as everyone should in the car. When an 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid with daddy's money flies past me, and all I hear is pop, 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 scares the living daggone daylights out of me. There's another good one here, too. Oh, the loud stereos. Yes. The loud stereos with the loud bass systems that loosen your eardrums. I agree. All, and you can't even make out anything that they're saying, any like whether it's a rap song, whether it's a rock song. All you hear is boom, ch, boom, ch, boom. And it just it hits that center part of your ear where you're just like, I don't like this. Your stomach starts to feel a little bit queasy. And you're like, I would love it if he either A or she turns this you know, song off, turns it down, or if they just drive away at that point. That's a great one. I don't know how I did not add that to my list. There are some honorable mentions, though, pet peeves, and some of them are from the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. So we are taking last calls, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What is your pet peeve? People that block the crosswalk, I agree. Definitely. How about this one? This is a great one. Whoever texted this to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I cannot stand bicyclists that don't follow the same laws of the rules of the road as motorized vehicles do. Have you ever been at a four-way stop and there's just someone on a two-wheeler just right through the middle and they get through unscathed because they're on a bike. Nothing bad's going to happen to them. They're on a bike. Everyone's going to see me. You know, the guy on his phone that's letting everyone pass at the four-way stop, he's definitely going to see you driving through the middle of the intersection. Man, you guys are cooking some good ones here today. This is why News Radio 930 WBEN, we have the best listeners of all time. Definitely. Why are there so many cars, someone asked, without front license plates? I haven't noticed that. Without front license plates? I have not noticed that. Are we talking like unmarked Dodge Chargers here? Because, you know, those might be undercover cops. But I don't know what we're looking at. I really, personally, either I'm not paying that much attention behind the road. And I'm not saying this doesn't happen, but, you know, I really haven't seen those. They should be ticketed. Absolutely. Absolutely. No one that stops at a stop sign for a four-way stop, they just roll right through. These are some honorable mentions. Absolutely. How about not using turn signals? Did anybody say that yet? I think one of our previous callers mentioned getting cut off. And I think that would kind of go hand in hand with aggressive driving, maybe just unawareness, not using your turn signal. And it could just be the fault of the car too. Like you intended on using your turn signal, but you just have a taillight out. And then at that case, I mean, it's very rare where that happens. But that's not your own fault. But I understand where that could happen. Let's go to Mary in Buffalo. Mary, how's it going? What is your pet peeve behind the wheel of a car?
My pet peeve is when traffic is flowing beautifully and you're going up a hill and the idiot in front of you slams on their brakes for no reason other than they're afraid of going over the skyway or something.
You don't like that?
You know. No, I don't.
Oh, I thought I was the only one that liked that. I'm just kidding. I totally feel you. It's not just on the highways either. That could just happen on residential street.
Very true. Very true. But when you're going 55 miles an hour and the idiot just can't take his foot off the gas, has to hit the brakes, you know.
And then I would say, I'm bad at stats here, but I would say a good 75% of the time, they don't switch lanes. They stay in the same lane and just go the same speed.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that, Mary. That is a good one. Thank you for calling, Mary from Buffalo. Great point there. Excellent. Very, very good. Somebody on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board just mentioned, I don't even know what that even means. Somebody just mentioned a white Dodge van Christmas tree. Interesting. I guess the sheriffs drive those? I'm unaware of that, too. Maybe I'm just not on the roads enough. Maybe I need to drive here four times a day instead of two, and then maybe I'll start to see the license plates on the front of your cars, or not see them, I guess. I guess I could say. Let's go to Lori in Amherst, who's been waiting for a couple minutes here. Lori, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So my pet peeve is when I am driving, doing whether it's 30, 40, 65, and someone pulls in front of me and there's no one behind me, that they felt it necessary to cut me off instead of waiting 2-3 seconds to pull out behind me.
Oh, isn't that always just so, so fun? That's always so fun.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
it's
if I'm ever
so annoying.
It's bad. And you're calling from Amherst, too, so I know a couple of different places where that could happen.
Oh, always.
And it's bad.
Always.
It's bad. Like, you might have a red light back there, And like you said, there's no one behind you. They just cannot wait.
No one.
You
for
can't
miles,
wait.
No one behind me.
No one behind you.
And they call right in front of you and cause you to slam on your brakes. I hate it when I'm on cruise control, you know, and I'm doing my business and boom.
I totally agree. I drive, yeah, my car is pushing 200,000 miles. So I take care of it the best way that I can. And I think the best way I can and the best way I can save gas is by riding cruise control. Grinds my gears when I have to take my foot off the or step on the brake slightly to deactivate cruise control.
Yep.
Because someone's deciding to either cut in front of you, number one, or just go plain slow for no reason. We call that a Sunday stroll. I think that's what we call it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that. A lot of them.
I do have a lot of terminology. I mentioned the one where I'm sitting at a green light for a long time, and I say, "What are we waiting for? A different color?" For that scenario, I've been saying, "What are we going for? A Sunday stroll on a Friday? We're going on our little Friday stroll."
Right.
Just another day that ends in a Y. Lori, thank you for calling. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye bye.
Great calls. Great insight too. That's awesome. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. I was genuinely curious, and you guys pretty much just checked off all the boxes, and I love that. There are some additional pet peeves that we don't like. Aggressive driving, I think that affects everyone. Tailgating, we kind of mentioned. Running red lights, that's always a dangerous one. Not letting others merge. Not letting others merge. That alone caused two different crashes coming out of the Bills Stadium when the Bills played the Patriots on primetime. A.K.A. a game that I was in attendance for. A.K.A. If you guys know the job that I work, I had to go in the next day super early to do early morning traffic. And because we're not letting others merge, we're causing accidents, and I'm getting home at, we're pushing 2 o'clock in the morning. That's a problem. That's a big, big problem. So appreciate it. I love that we can vent about this stuff together, and I love it's not just grumpy old Trev here who just comes in here with a bad mood. I love that we can share this experience together. Ourself, you know, Tan Man Behind the Glass, Tanner Saunders, I bet you he agrees with all of them too. And, I mean, well, last one right here. Somebody on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park Tech Sport did just mention driving anywhere in the vicinity of a motorcycle. It's not really a pet peeve of mine. When they rev their engines, though, yeah, that might get a little bit annoying. I just don't want to be responsible if anything bad happens. When I get a little uneasy, I think is the word to say. It's not a pet peeve to drive. Everyone's welcome on the roads. Everybody has a right to be entitled to their own lane, whether you're driving a two-wheeler, one of those Can-Am Spiders. You ever see those three-wheeled motorcycles? Everybody's entitled to their own lane, but I get a little uneasy when there's a motorcycle in the vicinity. Like I don't want to do anything dumb that causes a really, really bad crash. That just makes me a little uneasy. In my driver's test, there was at the place where I took my driver's test, there was a motorcyclist right in front of me. So if you think my heart wasn't in my throat the entire time, you thought wrong. We are switching topics, though, but we are sticking with the driving topic. But we're going to have a little bit more fun with this one. I think you guys are going to be into it too. I kind of introduced this at the end of Joe's show earlier. Driving playlists. What do you listen to in the car? What is your go-to song? Do you have any good podcast that you listen to? No music? Do you guys pray in the car? Anybody else pray in the car? Anybody pray to their steering wheel? Anybody just drive in silence? Anybody a psychopath like that just drives in the silence and listens to the ambient noises of your engine revving up? Or if you're driving anywhere in Amherst, it's revving up and stopping every 2 seconds? What do you do in the car? What is your go-to playlist? What is your go-to artist? What is your go-to band? What is your go-to show? Do you listen to News Radio 930 WBEN? Yeah, that would be greatly appreciated if you guys called in and say that you do that. That's awesome. Or if you tune in on the Odyssey app, or if you listen to us via terrestrial radio on the 930 AM dial, we'd love to hear that. But I do it all. I listen to it all. I'm going to tell you guys what I do. I listen to everything. I'm a big sports fan. Mainly the Sabres and the Houston Astros for baseball. The most hated Houston Astros. I don't care what anybody thinks. They're my team. I'm never going to deny them. If a big trade happens, or maybe a big win or a big loss happens, and by the way, when I mentioned playoff losses, I'm only talking about the Astros here because, you know, the Sabres. Eh. Yeah, when was the last time they had a big playoff loss? When was the last time they had a big playoff game? But if a big trade happens, or a big win or a big loss happens, I'm tuning in to either my favorite live shows or my favorite pre-recorded podcasts for the respective teams. I have to know their thoughts. I have to know what other people's thoughts are so I can have my own thoughts, pretty much. But I also drive listening to music, and Tanner Saunders behind the glass over here kind of hinted to you what I tend to listen to in the car. Dude, I'm a rock and roll geek. I'm a rock and roll fan. Like, we heard Rock You Like a Hurricane before. We're listening to Pearl Jam. But, dude, I listen to everything. I think I was driving around the car today, and I'm a big Spotify guy. I personally use Spotify as my go-to music streaming platform. And there's an option on here where you can look through your history, through songs that you previously played. This morning, I was jamming out. Let's see if I can find the song. Sabotage by Beastie Boys. When I tell you I listen to everything. Sabotage by Beastie Boys went into Whistle by Flo Rida. Dude, I'm bumping my head. I'm jamming the entire time. It's great. And when I say I listen to everything, I listen to everything. I have playlists on my Spotify that go from AC/DC to Justin Timberlake. Anybody else do that? What do you guys listen to in the car? What's your go-to song? Do you have a go-to song? Maybe a long road trip. What are you jamming to? What are you listening to? Who are you talking to in the car? Obviously, safely. But I'm a music nerd. I'm a sports nerd. So I always have something playing in the background. Texter on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I don't mind a revving engine, just not in the middle of the night. Fair. Yeah. Everybody's got their own little tastes and stuff. Grand Funk Railroad, somebody says. You're listening to that American band. I don't disagree with you. I have a couple playlists with a couple Grand Funk Railroad songs on it. Let's see. Oh, somebody says I listen to WBEN 90% of the time. A 90 on the scoring system. That's an A-, isn't it? We'll take it. Hey, we love that. Appreciate you. We listen to WBEN 90% of the time. We can always make that gradual approach. Like, yeah, we can always go up to 91, 92, 93. We can always get better. Going back on the old topic real quick. Somebody just mentioned that driving near Delaware Avenue, they saw four cars with no front plates on their vehicles. Maybe I'm the one that needs to pay attention behind the wheel of a car. I don't know. But what do you guys listen to? Feel free to call in 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Any good go-to song? Any good podcast? What do you guys do in the car? And if you don't mind me asking, Tanner Saunders behind the glass. You don't drive to work much, do you? You like to run? You're a big runner.
That's right. I'm either running or ride my bike. But
ride his bike. What do you like to listen to?
See, I don't listen to everything. There's three main things you can catch me listening to at any given time, which is rap music, particularly drill, like Chicago Drill, Chief Keef and all them.
Not bad.
I like 80s thrash metal, 80s, 90s, like Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, Slayer. And then I like some of the new age pop artists. Like I like Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter, Tate McRae, people like that. So that's the main three categories you catch me listening to.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Everybody's got their own little thing. I like to, you know, I like to look at my music taste as a big Thanksgiving buffet. I like to take a little bit of everything and combine it into one. Texter mentioning Sirius XM Radio Margaritaville. They like to tune into Jimmy Buffett fan. Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. Yeah, I think we lost him a couple years ago, but oldie but a goodie, man. That's awesome. That's great. So you guys are too kind. We're getting a lot of texts that were saying, oh, I listen to WBEN News Radio 930 all the time. We love to see that. I'm sure the higher-ups here love to hear that, too. I like to listen to Triumph. That's a good one. Old-timey band. They said Magic Power by Triumph. That's a good one. We're taking calls. Guys, the phone lines are wide open. This is like Stevie Johnson in the end zone with Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing it to him in overtime, guys. The phone lines are wide open. Don't leave me hanging. Don't drop. Don't drop the ball like Stevie Johnson did. But, like I previously mentioned, there's nothing wrong with driving in silence. There's nothing wrong with calling into the station. There's nothing wrong with hooking up. So, I mean, somebody just said Alice in Chains on the text board. You get a gold star from me, whoever you are. I actually went to go see Alice in Chains in the summer of 2022 in Syracuse at one of those amphitheaters out there. They still sound great. Jerry's still around playing the guitar. The bucket list thing is to see Layne Staley out there. That's the absolute bucket list right there. But yeah, you can always YouTube a couple of his videos, or there's some DVDs out there you can watch. Alice in Chains is a great one. He says that it trumps Pearl Jam. I mean, they're both pretty much the same music category, I think. Grunge, garage band, bump your head, rock. I can see that, but I don't know. There's something about Alice in Chains. His voice, I mean, nobody can replicate that. We are going to take your calls, and we're also going to go to break here momentarily. We're done with driving pet peeves. I think we got all that off of our chest. If you are on the line, please, please, please stay on hold. We're talking driving playlists. What is your go-to song? What is your go-to podcast? What do you like to do in the car while you're driving? What do you like to listen to? That's all coming right up. Lucas Buckley's got you with the bottom of the hour news. This is News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hard
Welcome band. Back. Trevor, Rush Hour Hour filling in. Final segment for the great Joe Beamer. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to Tim Wenger, Lisa Polisi, giving me this opportunity to host today, fill in for Joe Beamer. First time hosting, by the way. And the song that you just heard right there, dude, that is the all-time GOAT, in my personal opinion. That is one of the ones that I listen to a lot in the car. Any Garth Brooks song. Now, the only thing about Garth Brooks, he's exclusive to Amazon Music. Something like, we gotta change that. If the entire listenership of News Radio 930 WBEN in Buffalo were to start a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter campaign, how many votes, how many signatures would it take to get our guy Garth Brooks on Spotify? Just asking. The topic today, we already covered it, our driving pet peeves. That was the first hour. A little bit into the second hour, too. I was impressed, very impressed at a lot of the answers that I got. We are talking driving playlist. What is your go-to song in the car? Any good podcast? No music? Are we praying? What are we doing in the car? What are we listening to? We got a lot of text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Try listening to a group called the Red Clay Strays. They are something special. Red Clay Strays. Okay. I'll start listening to that. Big Sean or the Gap Band? Okay. Yeah, Big Sean, definitely. The Gap Band, though, they have a great song that the best team in baseball history, the Houston Astros, use as their home run song. You Drop the Bomb on Me by the Gap Band, banger. Absolute banger. I love listening to that in the car, especially after a big Houston Astros W. Rick James? Okay, yeah, we listen to a lot of, we got a couple of Rick James fans in here. Local legend, I guess you could say. Texter previously that mentioned Alice in Chains. Bonus points to you for knowing who Lane Staley and Jerry Cantrell are. Points off, though, for assuming the texter was a guy, and that is on me. I assumed, you know what? Now I feel stupid. Now I feel dumb. I feel stupid. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to you. You're probably a wonderful woman texting me about Lane Staley and Jerry Cantrell. We love our fellow Alice in Chains fans. Billy Joel, his record label, wrote for Garth Brooks. That is exactly right. I think Tony Arata wrote a lot of Garth Brooks' his great stuff. But when I first got my car, and this is a 2012 Ford Escape. I bought it during the pandemic from my dad. Shout out Brian Hauer over the News Radio 930 WBEN airwaves. I bought his car, and the first thing I did with my phone was, we have the Garth Brooks Double Live album. Does anyone else have that? It's from like 1996 or 1997. What I did was took both of those discs. We burned them to my iTunes, I think. Hooked the phone up to the laptop, sent all those songs to my Apple Music, and the first, man, I would say 3 or 4 months driving that car around, it was nothing but Garth Brooks Double Live. And that is the one guy I can listen to. I don't know what your thoughts are on Garth Brooks. There's a lot of, Garth Brooks, there's a huge split in the fan base. You either love him or you don't. I'm one of the ones that love him. And I can listen to his music, never get sick of it, ever. I love Garth Brooks. I mean, we're talking disc one here. Colin Baton Rouge. The song you just heard was the song number two. Two of a Kind, Working on a Full House. Great song. I believe that was a cover, but still a great song. Shameless. That's a Billy Joel cover. Papa Loved Mama. Great song. The Thunder Rolls. We Shall Be Free. Unanswered Prayers. That's a great one, too. The best one, Standing Outside the Fire. That's my personal favorite. Long Neck Bottle, that's a great one too. It's Your Song, Much Too Young. Yes, that's from his first album. Great one. The River is a great song. Tearing It Up and Burning It Down. And then Disc 2, it might be even better. Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. Rodeo, The Beaches of Cheyenne, Two Pina Coladas. Wild as the Wind, To Make You Feel My Love, the Bob Dylan song. He did a live cover of that. And that made the album too. That Summer, dude, that's a great song. Bump My Head, that's a banger. The live version I think is better than the studio version for That Summer. American Honky Tonk Bar Association, your AHTBA. Yes, I believe he says in that song. If Tomorrow Never Comes, one of his earlier ones. The Fever, written by Aerosmith, by the way. Not a lot of people know that either. That's a great song, written by Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. Obviously, Friends in Low Places, the long version, with the mysterious third verse that comes at the end of the song. And the dance. Can you name me, a better set, a musical compilation to play in the car than the Garth Brooks double live album? I don't know if you can or not. If you want to one-up me, though, you could always call the show. 803-0930 is the number to call. You could always text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at that very same number. *930 1-800-616-WBEN. Love it. Somebody said 12. I don't even know what that band is. A band from Australia. Okay. We love that. We love that. Hey, if they rock, I will listen to it. Love it. For those that listen to podcasts, though, what are we listening to? Are we listening to sports? Are we listening to true crime? We got any true crime fans out there? I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I think it was a few summers ago when they actually had a Netflix documentary about this when it happened, or after the fact, when the Gabby Petito stuff went down. There was a true crime podcast, and I don't remember the name of it, but I would listen to it every single day to see if there was updates from it. Again, I was working at a gym. I wasn't even working at the radio station at the time, but I wanted to know. I mean, this was interesting stuff. What happened to this person? Where did they go? What's going on? I'm listening for updates, and I don't want to look on social media because I don't want to spoil it. I want to listen to the show. So I'm like, what is going on here? We got a lot of true crime fans here. Anything, if it's drama related that doesn't involve me or doesn't involve something that I love, dude, I will get a front row seat. I will listen to that for hours on end. We got some people on the text board talking about listening to audiobooks in the car. That's interesting. Yeah, I have not listened to an audiobook in a long time. Love it. Hey, you know what? We love it. Somebody, I can't find the exact text, but it was something along the lines of, I don't play anything whatsoever, I pray the whole way there. And I love that. As somebody that's trying to improve themselves with their Christian faith every single day, I love hearing that. Not all hope is lost, as far as the Catholic or Christian scene goes. Let's see what we got here. We got a whole lot more coming in. You guys can call at any time, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This might be Joe Beamer texting in. Somebody said any boy band. Tanner's behind the glass laughing right now. Any boy band equals great road trip. Hey, I'm just putting that out there. As a guy, listen, I just talked about the Garth Brooks double live album. You don't know me and my family's history with the band O-Town. Have you guys ever heard of that band? Anyone that listens to Joe Beamer 1 to 3 every single day, Monday through Friday, knows that he has to drop O-Town probably, what, multiple times? Multiple times? Or he comes back from break with an O-Town song? Guys, my mom, when she was pregnant with me, would watch Making the Band on MTV. So I have been with O-Town even before birth. We're talking early Y2K here. And O-Town's been a part of my life forever. Dude, we have the DVD and we've actually brought it on car rides. Like if we're going to one of our family members' house that lives in Rochester and we have an hour and a half to kill, we'll just throw O-Town in the portable DVD player and we'll watch it in the backseat. O-Town. Great. I mean, that entire first album is great. You cannot pick a bad song out of there. We saw them in concert not once. Nope. Not twice. Three times. We struck out with O-Town concerts. Literally. We went to three of them. It's great. I mean, All or Nothing. We Fit Together. We Fit Together is a great song. If I'm in the car with you and freaking O-Town comes on, oh, dude, just know that I will sing every word to every song and I don't care who sees me. Just saying. Any boy band equals a great road trip. Totally agree. Somebody else has the Garth Brooks Double Live album that they listened to in the car, according to the text board here. They bought the CD set in 1997. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. Garth's iconic video at Central Park. Yes. His free concert that HBO, I think, put on. The giant American flag strung across the Twin Towers in 1997. That is always a special picture. Because we had this the Central Park VHS tape that I watched so many times when I was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. If it wasn't Garth, it was probably O-Town. So we got we got a couple different, really, really different sides of the spectrum here. Jones Beach, someone says. Bob Seger. I think, now, I mean, if we're on the Garth Brooks topic, I think he did a pretty good cover of Night Moves, I'm pretty sure, at the Central Park concert. But Bob Seger, yeah. If you guys ever play Grand Theft Auto 5, Bob Seger's song comes on the rock station, and I'll be in like a 3-star pursuit or something. I'm like, you know what? I'm running from the police in this PlayStation 4 video game. What should I put on? Bob Seger's on. I'll leave him on. I don't think that counts necessarily, playing a video game where you're not doing anything productive, but that does count. It does. But again, I like to listen to everything. I have a couple different road trip playlists, bunch of different great artists. If I could pull up a good one here, see what we got going on. We got a little Matchbox 20 in here. I mean, that's always a go-to. If I want a chill ride, it really depends on the time of day, too. And kind of like what Joe said at the end of his show, what time of the year is it? Is it in the middle of the day? Is it early morning? Is it late at night? Are you going to somebody's house to party or something? If you're going to a party, you're playing that hype up tempo, bump your head kind of music. Like, we're throwing Darude Sandstorm out there with the windows down, and we're cranking that thing up full blast. I'm also kind of weird with my music though too. Before I get into some of the artists that I love to listen to, if I go to a concert, Darien Lake, KeyBank Center, wherever I go, that's the only thing I will listen to in my car. Like a week after the concert's over. Like, is anybody else like that? It can't just be me. We went to, me and my sister and my two friends, our two family friends, we went to see Big Time Rush. We went to see Big Time Rush at Darien Lake. Guys, I haven't heard Big Time Rush since like 2010, 2011. And BTR was blasting out of the speakers of the 2012 Ford Escape. And joining us on the show right now for our crosstalk segment, we got the great Tom Bowerly. Tom, how's it going?
The great? Are you kidding me? The great.
The outstanding Tom Bowerly.
Hey, look, man, I'm happy with mediocrity because I think the average person can certainly appreciate mediocrity by definition. Trevor, sounded great. And I guess you do actually more than traffic and all those helpful things you do for our wonderful listeners at News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, Tanner, I'm hoping that Tanner can verify this because I think it was Tuesday or maybe Wednesday during one of the breaks. Tanner listens to everything I do off air through the microphone. So I hope he can verify this. I was going around during one of the breaks. I was singing Back in the New York Groove, Ace Frehley. From out of nowhere, I started singing that. And of course, like everybody, we found out that the legendary Kiss guitarist died yesterday.
Ace Man, the Spaceman, rest in peace.
Yes, of course, rest in peace. But you know what I'm trying to figure out is, and this is like, people who listen to the show know that this is a recurring theme. I will say somebody's name who isn't in the news and hasn't been in the news for quite some time. Usually within a day or two, they die. Now, this I did not say on the air, but I just started singing the song. There are thousands of songs I could have done. I do that one, and then days later, he is no longer with us, so that's definitely sad. We're going to talk about some far-out things today on the program, Trevor. I realized earlier, and my lovely bride, she brought this up in a wonderful conversation we were having earlier this morning over bacon and eggs. And yeah, she eats bacon. Bacon and eggs and everything like that. Tom, it's October. it's a Friday and there's nothing monumental happening in the news. So why don't you do your ghost show today? Because we do that every Halloween. And I thought to myself, wow, my wife is really genuinely insane. Then I thought, wait a minute, that was my idea. So she has fun with me too. But I think it's a great topic. People love it. And I think what I want to do this year, Trevor, I want to branch out from ghosts and bring in pretty much everything weird. Like, has anybody seen Bigfoot in Western New York?
Interesting. Yeah. Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster. Has anybody been on Lake Loch Ness lately?
Well, across the pond? How about aliens? Everybody sees UFOs. Everybody except me. I've never seen a UFO. I feel very, frankly, left out of the crowd on that one. Everybody sees them, but I wonder how many people listening to News Radio 930 WBEN may have had an encounter with what they believe was an ET, an alien, not including Kathy Hochul. We've established that because of her switching positions for her own good, she actually is a reptilian shape-shifting alien. And she probably eats babies, too, as far as I know.
So we have seen an alien, just not a UFO.
Well, I didn't want to really mention certain probes, so I'll leave that off the conversation today. But yeah, we're going to get into the goofy stuff today, unless something major happens and we have to switch gears on the fly, which I hope doesn't happen, because usually when it's breaking news, it's sad news and it's tragic news. I'd rather not do that ever again, but I know I will.
I will say, Tom, I don't think it can get any goofier than some of the texts I'm seeing on the text board right now. We have a lot of just random different musical tastes, different podcasts that we're listening to. Some of the stuff that I can't name over the air, quite frankly, to tell you the truth. But I feel good, you know. I have my own taste. You have your own taste that you like to listen to in the car. If you don't mind me asking, Tom, what do you listen to when you're cruising around the old whip?
What do I listen to when I'm driving around? Well, believe it or not, I listen to very little talk radio. If something monumental is happening, I will turn it on to a Fox News channel or one of the other news channels to my liking. That is very important. But I must tell you that we have an app, the Audacy.com app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, so people can listen to Audacy stations all over the United States of America. That is always a great choice. W-B-E-N on the Audacy.com app. Spend a lot of time listening to that. Musically, when I don't feel like listening to talk radio, when I do listen to talk radio, it's WBEN. But most of the time, I want music in the car because I got to break away. I got to be free. I got to be me, baby. So I listen to a genre known as, let's be clear, I still really love women, in particular one, exclusively actually one, but Yacht Rock, Trevor. Yacht Rock is my jam.
Very, very nice. Hey, yeah. I know a couple people that saw that documentary. Hey,
oh, yeah,
Toto, great.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Look, you can never go wrong with Yacht Rock. There's another channel on one of the satellite thing, The Bridge, which is it's kind of a cross between classic rock and Yacht Rock. But Yacht Rock, to me, absolutely hits me in the heart. It hits me in the solar plexus of emotion. And the funny, interesting thing, I think, for a lot of us, I think everybody can relate to this, Trevor, songs we heard as teenagers, especially teenage boys,
yes,
that we thought, and I'm going to say a word, and I don't want anybody getting upset with me for saying it, because it had a different meaning in the 1970s, and I think I've got a pretty good track record with certain subsection of listeners. As a teenage boy, you heard the Bee Gees.
Yes.
That is so gay. That is so gay. It's so gay. Isn't that gay?
All the songs that I used to think were so gay, I actually like. I really do. Bee Gees, I think they're so awesome. And I hate myself for actually, we could have seen the Bee Gees live, and I didn't.
I will give you a good thing to listen to. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters did a cover with, he's since passed, so rest in peace, Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of Foo Fighters. They did a cover of You Should Be Dancing by the Bee Gees. You need to listen to that.
That is absolutely
a crazy listen.
I would love to, and you need to listen to Everclear, Santa Monica. Great song.
Great
oh, my goodness.
Stuff.
But and by the way, the word I just used, if you haven't ever heard me before and you have not understood that over 44 years I have been the best friend to certain people, then I'm sorry, but it really, you just don't even bother complaining, because it's not worth it, and it's just invalid. So there.
Well, there you go. Tom, we're going to hear from you in just a few minutes. I'm already getting texts about traffic on the traffic board here, so
hey,
I've got to get back in my usual habitat. Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. So when I'm doing the show, do you think people listen and say, oh, that topic is so gay?
It really depends
on the
topic.
Then in 40 years, they're going to say it was a great show?
Hey, you never know. Hey, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't see in the future. Hopefully, I don't know what people say. It really depends on the topic, I think.
Yeah, they'll probably say, sounds like an old man. Oh, real quickly, Trevor,
get off my lawn.
Number one.
Yes.
Number two, I'm cold.
Oh, it is cold in the studio.
Number
here,
three.
Tom, you mention it.
Turn the music down, please.
It's too loud. It's too loud.
Done.
All right, Tom, we're going to hear from you in just a couple minutes. We have Lucas Buckley on the other side of the news break for the top of the hour news. Thank you for letting me host this show. Big thanks to Lisa Polisi. Big thanks to Tim Wenger. And big thanks to Joe Beamer as well. This has been Trevor Rush Hour Hour. I'm going to go right down the hall and back into my usual habitat known as the Barnes Firm Traffic Command. Thank you for listening. Tom's got you the rest of the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.